Over the weekend, authors took to Twitter to share what they were paid for their books. Big names, including Roxane Gay, Matt Haig, and Jesmyn Ward, are weighing in, sharing what they were paid in advances for their first books and the ones that followed. This all gathered steam under the hashtag #PublishingPaidMe, a hashtag created by the fantasy novelist L.L. McKinney. She says the goal is to highlight the disparity between what is paid to non-Black authors versus Black authors, and she joins us now to talk about it. Hey there, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
When and how did this idea come to you?
So this is a conversation that Black authors, we've been sort of having in our circles. Mm-hmm. And over the last week, with everything that's happening in the country, a lot of us were feeling this bittersweet moment because it took what happened in the streets to get the support that we now have and that we're hoping is sustained. And so Tochi Onyebuchi, who is another fantasy writer, he tweeted along the lines of, if you guys are going to do this equality thing, white authors, you have to be ready to have the uncomfortable conversation of what it is that you make. And the purpose of the hashtag was for Black authors who were coming in and who were in to see, like, there's a difference between knowing and then knowing. You know, there was no expectation ever put in Black authors for sharing theirs. It was more, this is what publishing is able to give to people. You can now use this to fight for what you are worth.
Has the discrepancy been as big as you suspected it would be between Black writers and non-Black writers in terms of the advances they're getting on their books?
It's honestly a little bit bigger than we expected, especially when it comes to seeing, like, N.K. Jemisin is a god in science fiction and fantasy. She has won awards back to back. No one else has done this. And to see what she gets paid or got paid versus what somebody who we don't know who's coming out gets paid, it rocked a lot of people. We knew that the hole was there and we knew the hole was deep, but none of us knew it was that deep.
I gather from your Twitter feed that your sense is Black authors are getting paid not just less than white authors, but less than other people of color.
Yeah, we were expecting to see our outliers, but then seeing how few exceptions we had and seeing where those exceptions lied, that was also very eye-opening. Because again, that's something that we've talked about, was the obsession with the Black pain narrative. That's what Black actors get their Emmys and their Oscars for, is playing the help, playing the gangbanger, playing the crackhead. That's what we get awards for. It's the same thing in publishing. So to see it even further narrowed down was just, we were hurt.
Hmm. So what's your next move?
My next move? I have teased on the timeline, like, I have stories from my family's history with slavery and one of the slave owner's sons falling in love with the slave and them running across the Kansas Missouri River on John Brown's ferry. Maybe I'll lean into the pain narrative, write that, and get a good advance. Y'all pay me for that, right? So I've teased about it, but there are people who are like, no, do it, because somebody's gonna do it. Right now, I'm just sort of sitting and taking it all in, talking with Tochi. He's put together the form that's out so people can submit stuff anonymously. Got data people crunching the numbers, you know, coming up with more tangible back-end type things other than here's just this thing of tweets, which is great as a conversation starter, but that shouldn't be where it ends.
L.L. McKinney, novelist. Her latest is A Dream So Dark, and creator of the hashtag #PublishingPaidMe. L.L. McKinney, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.